How drunk were you, though?
Totally stone cold sober.
What?
Whoa.
I was surprised as you. I meant to get a beer, but I forgot when I started.
It's perfect.
I keep wanting to say welcome back, everybody, because that's how Dalton and I start the...
Did you fucking do it?
It's how
I
didn't
hear
also...
a single clap, so I hope that was just noise cancellation on my end.
Probably that. I heard a clap, but that's also how we open up Quicks Play, and I'm trying to find it new and interesting ways.
Scrank a spooch, everybody! No, I gotta steal this one from the... Welcome to Sitsuck, everybody, by the way, because this is all going in, because it's
Hi.
Cold.
Yeah.
I'm gonna steal one straight from the Game Grumps, which was Benvenuto Power Bottoms.
I knew it.
Which is just the best way to enter anything, because you're like, what do I do with that?
Thanks.
Well, welcome to Vert Sock.
Vert Sock.
We're still in exposed
to Oh, it stands for
viruses.
Virtual. I get it. Okay.
No, it's I had a stroke when I named it, and I had to just commit to it. Vert Sock!
Are you still having a stroke?
I just had to commit to the name.
He's just very committed.
Yeah, you gotta commit. This is Joe.
How high are you right now, Joe?
How high? Not fucking nearly enough with the amount
the
of horseshit we're all going through.
I'm up there.
I'm up there.
Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe.
I'm Kevin.
Kev! Alright, how's everybody doing? I am not well.
I was able to summon Kevin by using the three of our powers combined, and I'm pretty
that
happy about
weird.
That.
Well, you
and
were able to summon him
yeah,
with our powers.
Yeah, I did it, but I needed
like
your powers to do it.
Effort.
I led it, I called it, I started it, and then you guys, I got you guys to join in, and then it became the truth.
All right, I know Kendrick
You're
wants to
wrong,
talk about
Walter.
Something, but I want to jet in with something real quick, and I swear it's not about TikTok. So,
TikTok?
I was. It's not about TikTok, so it's important.
Vine?
No. So a while ago, they came out with an episodic series of Spider-Man called Absolute Carnage. Joe read it, but basically is something that doesn't matter with the rest of the story. But there's a series of you what?
I did.
Okay. There's they kind of pushed into a bunch of other comics as Marvel does, right? Where they like pull random one-off comics from a bunch of series and make it the Absolute Carnage version. There was one about Hulk in this series called Immortal Hulk. And I didn't really realize that Hulk had started a new thing, but Immortal Hulk is this crazy fucking version of Hulk where after, what is his name? Clint Barton? Hawkeye?
Yeah.
Killed Hulk, but by Hulk's like own volition, he like came up with a way to kill himself, and Hawkeye had to do it. He comes back, but he's like kind of lost some part of his self, and it's a whole arc. It's like a whole story of Hulk, but it's a horror version. So like,
Ooh.
It's like a horror comic, but it's the Hulk is the main star, and it's like very brutal and rough, and it has to do with like hell and demons and shit. It's really crazy. I've read
wild.
Through the first book, and I'm like, what the heck is going on here? Like, I never thought I would like a Hulk comic until I read this one. Because I'm just like, Hulk's so OP, like, he just doesn't die, and he just gets stronger and bigger and blah, blah, blah. It's so boring, it's like Superman. But then they decided to take it in this weird direction, and I was like, oh, I'm all in. So, anyway, this is my five-second thing about Immortal Hulk. It's a really cool take, and if you like Hulk, or if you like Marvel, and you like interesting kind of takes on Marvel, I'd suggest reading it if you're into comics at all.
I dig it.
Sweet.
I'm a fan.
Sweet.
I don't remember what the hell I was wanting to talk about.
Lawnmower, riding lawnmower.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Kyle.
You got it.
Save my ass. in the latest of the pandemic shutdown, everybody stay at home. Shelter in place, cower in place, safer at home. I don't
Poop
remember
place.
What we're doing right now. Pooping in place, pooping in home, pooping in your homes. I mean... Shit, so he's sitting there and he's pissing down his stairs and then he turns the cock on himself and he's just pissing all over himself and his stairs and I'm like, man, fuck, it's your house, but fuck, it's your house.
Is that from Letterkenny?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it's my new favorite thing to ramble into, followed immediately by Werner Herzog about humans and their penises, which I think I might actually have open right here. And if I do, I'm going to have to read it because it's too funny not to, but I don't see it.
And we're back now.
No, here it is. It's Werner Herzog. And even if he did, he wouldn't comprehend them. I've built among the humans. Their entire culture is built around the penises. It's funny to say they're small. It's funny to say they are big. I've been at parties where humans have held bottles, pencils, thermoses in front of themselves and called out, "Hey, look at me. I'm Mr. So-and-so dick. I've got such-and-such for a penis." I never saw it fail to get a laugh.
This is pretty good Werner Herzog impression.
It's the best I can do. it's like recognizable, right? I'm pretty proud of that one. I've been wanting to practice it. I left that as a voicemail for my brother on his birthday with absolutely no context. Just Werner Herzog. Because he was in Rick and Morty playing a space politician who was going to die if he didn't get a heart transplant. And due to a very weird quirk of physiology, whatever it is, his species' hearts are identical to human penises. So,
that's right. That's the one with Jerry.
Intergalactic Cable, yeah. So Jerry needed to donate his penis to save this man's life. And it's one of those, like, it's one of the best things that Rick and Morty does is hold this bizarre, like, drunken, like, would you rather bullshit things and then make them happen? I love it. Because, like, that doesn't make any sense, but here you go. But anyway, lawnmowers. So, as we're all stuck at home, losing our goddamn minds, we had a bunch of rain the last few days, weeks. And it occurred to me that all my grass and weeds, mostly weeds, was growing unconscionably tall. And it was getting difficult to traverse the back and front yards. So I have a push lawnmower that's electric that you have to deal with, like, the cable. And you don't accidentally, like, mow over it. But then you also have to stand up and push things, which is technically one of my hobbies. But it's less fun when it's a loud lawnmower thing. But I also inherited a mostly functional riding lawnmower that missed the front cover was destroyed by a dog a decade ago or so, and so it gets rusty and it doesn't work right, and the gasoline evaporates out of it and the oil leaks and everything. But once you get it working and the battery dies, and so I have to get a battery charger, top up the oil, top up the gas. Starting it's a bit tricky because it gets a little fussy. You got to, like, fiddle the throttle. Once you get it working, though, it's just a little John Deere. And so it runs. I mean, what is their slogan? Runs like a deer. But it's when it's running, it's great. Once you get it happy, it's fun as hell. So my yard is small. It is not a very large yard. There's no reason to use a riding lawnmower. What that means, though, is that you don't have to try nearly so hard to mow everything. So I went out and mowed the front yard, and then I'm like, actually, I got loads of time. I could just mow the backyard while I'm at it. And so I'm mowing the backyard, but I'm realizing as I'm going that there are a lot of branches of trees and bushes that have grown in where you kind of have to, like, lean over so you don't snap yourself in the face with a branch. And so I'm like, no, this is dumb. I got a solution. So what I normally have, I have a machete that I've sharpened a little bit more. And I use that for a lot of, like, rough pruning because I don't really give a shit about most of these trees. They've just kind of grown, so, like, I'm not sitting here to try and... I mean, they're not bonsais that I'm carefully clipping and doing, but I'm, like, just hacking shit off of them because, I mean, I have some shears and stuff, but the machete's more fun. So I'll like, lop off branches and as I go by, but what I found was you could be sitting on that lawnmower because if you set the throttle and you don't actually use a pedal, you just kind of set it and it just kind of goes... You could get yourself going at a slow putt and pretend you're part of a cavalry and just hack off limbs of branches and trees as you go with your fucking machete.
You're striking down the green skins.
I am.
That's great.
It was fucking delightful. And the best part about it was it's not even that dangerous because if you mash the brake, it cuts the forward momentum. Not the engine throttle, but the progressive. It's not a gear.
Yeah,
but the progressive,
it's like a clutch,
whatever
basically.
Thing. Yeah. If you mash it, it slowly pulls it out into neutral. So if you're like, oh, shit, and you just hammer the brake, the vehicle will come to a stop that if you let your foot off of it, it'll come off. But also, the seat has a sensor, so if you fall out, it cuts the engine.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
So, like, worst case scenario, I hit myself in the face with a branch, go, ah, and I fall off of the thing.
Yeah.
And then it goes 2 feet and stops. So, like, it's not even that insanely dangerous. It's just stupid and hilarious. And so I'm riding along the lawnmower just whacking things like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Oh, don't hit the tree. Fuck you. It was.
How drunk were you, though?
Totally stone cold sober.
Whoa. What?
I was surprised as you. I meant to get a beer, but I forgot when I started.
Because you got too
the
excited.
The first thing we did whenever we did something that was vaguely, that you were never supposed to drink during when we were, like, building and shooting and stuff, is, like, we would, like, go shoot skeet, but, like, have a beer. Or, like, go build a garage. My dad would be, like, on his, like, second 12-pack.
It's important to remember, for firearms, you're not allowed to be intoxicated.
Yeah.
It doesn't say you're not allowed to have a beer. That's just your own personal choice. But no, I normally, I like this lawnmower because I like being able to drink a shitty like Bud Light or something while I'm doing it. For some reason, the shittier the beer, the better.
Well, it's hydration.
Yeah, it's yard work beer.
When you're driving along.
Yeah, it's mostly water anyway.
Exactly, you're hydrating. So I didn't get around to it. I forgot to do it this time, but it was a lot of fun because I'm loving it. I've got my headphones in. I'm listening to The Witcher, actually.
Which book are you on?
I'm on the second short stories.
Okay.
Sweet. What's it called?
I didn't actually get to, it's called The Sword of Truth. I never actually got to finish them all because I kind of lost interest. I'm not going to lie. Like,
that's fair.
Most of the way through. And I'm kind of sad about it because I really, really liked like the first four books. And then like the last few were just kind of like. Ugh.
I really enjoyed the short story form and his stories and stuff. So I'm really stoked about that. But yeah, so I'm listening to that and I'm driving along just lopping things off. And then I've actually, normally lawn mowing takes it out of me like real bad. Like I get exhausted and I'm like, I'm done. Like I'm done doing stuff today. I did the thing. I'm going to take a shower, wash off all the grass and then play video games. This time I came out of that like, I'm going to fucking clean the garage. I'm going to cook. It's going to be great. It's a great day. I've never been energized after mowing a lawn before.
Nice.
So that's my quarantine story. How are y'all doing?
I re-inventoried my magic collection the other day.
Nice. That must have been very satisfying.
It actually was. I rearranged it all so it makes sense, and then I put it all into a list and I priced it all. So now I have like active price tracking, because I'm like an Excel sheet nerd.
Also,
not
a
like
Discord
as much as your
nerd.
Brother. Well, that too. Yeah. But like I have these stupid sheets for tracking like guild participation in all my mobile games, and like I color code them. And
it's not stupid. That's what spreadsheets are for, man. That's why they have a general purpose spreadsheet. That's why it's a thing.
But I never use it for anything like important, like budget. I'm always like, well, I definitely need to track like how many times I'm doing this thing in this game. But it's like, track my money. Fuck that.
Eh, whatever. It'll figure itself out.
Well,
how about you, Kevin? What have you been up to?
Not a whole lot.
How about you?
I had to weed the yard because North Glen just completely hates if you have weeds in your yard. So I've been doing that every day.
Did you use an amusing apparatus?
No, and I have a few amusing apparatuses, but it's just
apparati.
Yeah, it's easier to just pull them out by the guts. You know, get the roots out of there. So,
did you use an amusing grabber apparatus or something?
My hand.
Grapparatus.
Man, I'm not liking your story.
It's not fun, huh?
It doesn't have any like oomph to it.
Nah. But
please have a better
story. Of course we are still playing the stock market and Animal Crossing. That's always fun. That's a fun thing to talk about.
Turnips.
Right? Yeah.
Oh man.
What?
The only reason turnips are like, it's literally like the stock market.
Get it? Stocks? Stocks.
No, I hate it. I get it, and I hate it.
And like, basically, you buy turnips every Sunday, and you can't sell turnips on Sunday. And they're at a set price, right? Like, between, like, usually between what I've seen is
roughly
like 90,
one squank
90,
or a spooch?
90 and like 110. And then you sell them during the week. And the prices that you can sell them for change twice a day at noon. From 9 a.m. to noon, and then from noon to 9 p.m.
Yep.
And they change, and they can be anywhere from as low as we've seen as 13 to a high as we've seen of, like, almost 700. And so,
whoa,
like...
Whoa, shit, that's
huge. Yeah, you can make a lot of money playing the stock market, if you are so inclined to like that. And since we have, like, what is it, like 20 or almost 30 people playing Animal Crossing on that server... It's basically like guaranteed money every week because you buy it at whoever has the lowest price, which is generally like 90, and then you sell it at generally above 200 or 300. And like two or three weeks in a row, we were getting like 600 prices.
Yeah.
So
it looks like we might again. It looks promising. there's a few options.
But like then the problem is that they haven't updated anything that you spend money on. So like right now, like I've basically stopped playing because I don't do anything because there's nothing to do.
Yeah,
anymore.
Yeah.
When you have like 10 to 20 million bells and you've paid off your house and stuff, it's like, well, what do you? You got to catch all the fish, and I'm just maybe not. Maybe we don't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Stocks. Oh. That sort of reminds me about what's happening in real life, but you know. Cool.
Do you want to talk about something that you guys will get mad at me for?
What go for it.
You guys, okay, so I'm about to get, I'm perfectly ready to sacrifice myself on the altar of getting attacked for what I'm about to say. Right. I don't know how much time we have left in the episode, but.
Should we hear what Joe's up to first?
Yeah, sure, sorry, let's
I built, well, actually, Laura and I built a bar. Out of
a bar?
Out of a bunch of pallets.
Sweet.
Cool.
Yeah, we built out those benches that are in the corner of my deck, and we had two pallets remaining, and Laura was like, let's build a bar out of it. So we did. It's got a little swinging door. We picked up some hinges, and
that's why
gotta
she was asking about the cake sizes, huh?
Yeah.
Ah, nice.
So we're trying to figure out, we put some little shelves on one side to put like glasses and bottles and cans if needed. I can't really figure out a way at the moment to insulate that section. I figure that's probably just going to be where like plates and cups and stuff go, you know. But the other side, trying to figure out how to put, like, it's just too small for any type of mini fridge. But we're trying to figure out if a keg could fit in there. But I forgot about a kegerator.
I got confused by the initial inquiry. But what you could very much do is they make insulated, soft-sided coolers. Four kegs.
Ooh.
So you can't really fit a permanent keg installation. You'd have a hard time keeping that consistent, but I'm assuming, you said it was on your deck?
Yeah.
You wouldn't necessarily want a permanent keg set up there with like a kegerator? Like,
what do they call those
things?
It'd
be a lot of a pain in the butt to make sure that the winter doesn't destroy it and summer doesn't destroy it and all the other days destroy it. But you could totally, for a party, slide a keg in a soft-sided cooler bag filled with ice. You totally have room for that.
Oh, what do they call those little ones you can get in the stores? Like the pony kegs?
Pony
keg. Yeah.
Yeah, so you can get the ones that I usually get for the Renscots are called a sixth barrel. And that'll definitely get you through a good party. A good, like, 30 people drinking heavily kind of party. So, and you can get them for about 100 or 200 bucks depending on the beer. And then you can usually, there's a deposit on that and stuff, but you can get them cheaper if you go shitty beer, but if you want like a good cider or something, you can get them.
Cool.
Like, even if you do the math, it's cheaper than buying cider. It's actually, unless you waste it, unless you like don't use it, if you actually kick the keg, it's actually the cheapest way to buy beer.
Nice.
You have to have like get a cooler and then get ice and you have to get cups and you have to get. And usually there's a deposit of 50 bucks on the keg, and if you don't have a tap, there's a deposit on that. But once you get it all back, and if you have cups or you reuse them or you're whatever, it's usually the cheapest way to get a bunch of people drunk without giving them fucking bottles of Everclear.
Yeah, there you go.
One for each of you.
Cool.
Have at it.
So like,
yeah, if you have any other questions, let me know.
Yeah,
we'll do.
Like,
we'll
are
do.
You going to post that somewhere? Or
I can just take a step outside.
Post some shit.
And I'll
let's close this episode because we're pretty much at time.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now you're leaving this mystery open, what Kyle was going to talk about to piss us all off.
Next time, everybody. Next time on the Sit and Sock. Let's go ahead and conclude this recording. So, like, comment, and subscribe. Stop recording.
Fairly well.